LA Woman, surprisingly easy to play. That's like all I have to say about that one. I love it. It's great. Here we go with more. I've got... Oh, nothing to say today. Here is a great song that I heard an awesome cover of live like a week ago. And this isn't the cover. This is the original because the cover was live.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now Free recipes at PETA.org.
Yeah, PETA ads are really intense. they don't let up.
I don't think I'm ever going to eat meat again.
You've never eaten meat. Or not never. When was the last time you've eaten meat?
When I was 10 years old.
That was 11 years ago.
This is true.
Everybody, this is Jesse Greenfield. Good friend, reoccurring guest.
Yes.
Because I need someone to talk to.
And motifs are fun.
Motifs are super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about motifs in a music class. I don't know why. For some reason, the word motif just made me go to, this was a time that word was used recently in my life.
That's relevant.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There's this one, internet company called Motif.
Sure.
I forget what they are. I think they're, investment. I remember them, being advertised on, a podcast very recently.
Hey, guys, this is Motif.
Motif.
For all of your
This episode needs. Is brought to you by Motif. That's what it is. It's actually really cool. It's an investment, company where you put your money in and they invest in only things that are, ethical. So, you can say, I don't want my money going into fossil fuels. And they'll be like, your money's not going to fossil fuels. And you can be like, I don't want my money going to child labor. And they'll be like, your money's not going to child labor.
Motif. Don't let your money go to meat eaters. Bum,
bum, bum. I don't know if you can do that, but maybe. Who knows?
PETA would let that happen.
PETA, I wonder how many, PETA funds are accidentally, invested in the meat industry.
Interesting.
Someone should really do some, research into that. Wow, can you guys hear that jackhammer, from across the airwaves? Oh, yeah, you can see that little hum. Yeah, look at that on, the sound chart. Yeah, sorry, guys, about the jackhammer. I can't control him. I can't yell at him to stop.
I think it makes us sound industrious.
That's true. We're blue-collar workers on the line.
Yeah, we're hardworking.
Mm-hmm. We have, learned the plight of labor in America.
As we sit in our nice, heated studio.
So, Jesse.
Yes?
Do you think that humans as a species have gotten better through the generations or worse? I'm on conversationstartersworld.com. Better or worse? Instinct, worse. Go. Worse. You think we've gotten worse?
I think, yes, because I think now we have more information and we can choose to be worse. Does that make sense? Before, when people did bad and questionable things, a lot of time it was, instigated out of ignorance. And then now, I think, although ignorance is still a huge thing, that, we also have, a lot more opportunities to, gain knowledge and have more informed decision making. So if you make a bad decision, that's on you.
That's totally fair, but that also the amount of I still think in general the amount of bad things that are happening is a lot less.
I know, I guess they just feel so blown out of proportion. I did this issue guide for a class where you frame an issue a science or a moral issue and you are supposed to play out each side and give mm-hmm. some pros and cons and whatever, but and I was reading the news articles about it. My topic was, should humans drink milk? Because I wanted to talk about that. I don't know.
Wait, should humans drink milk?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm supposed to be unbiased. I'm making an unbiased issue guide.
Okay.
But
is this assignment over? Can you give me your actual opinion, or are you not allowed to?
I think it depends on who you are, because the ability to digest and absorb milk into your body properly is genetically passed down.
Okay.
So it depends. Also, it's really bad for the environment, so I'm gonna say no.
Mm-hmm.
But oh god, why did I say this? What were we talking about? Oh no.
We were talking about humans.
Oh, and so I was reading the news. Oh my god. Some of the articles were good and unbiased, mm-hmm. or a little bit to one side. But one of them was milk is it was making fun of people who think that milk is bad, and it was
okay.
There are Nazis in your milk, and this is just this regime that is controlling the cows, and a cow mm-hmm. is just a person, right? News articles that I was no person is writing this. This is bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long
way. And you're saying that is a sign that humanity has gotten worse as a species.
This horrible.
I mean, I think that's a fair, like.
Or just that, like, maybe we're just so surrounded by it. Because even though a lot of bad things aren't happening, like, when you watch the news, it's not like, oh, here is all this wonderful stuff that the world is doing. Mm-hmm. Or, like, here are people doing normal things that are not bad.
Yeah.
You just hear about
that. I get that. I think that, like, I don't know. I still feel, like, even though, like, information has gotten, like, more prevalent, I still feel like nobody ever does, like, a bad thing because they don't think it's the right thing to do, you know?
Oh.
Like, I don't think anyone ever, like, if they're doing, like, anything that, like, we would consider, like, morally wrong, ever thinks, I'm gonna, like, do something evil. Like, I think they do it either because they, like, need to, and because they need to, it feels like the right thing to do, or, like, because they're, like, clouded in their judgment, right? Sure. Like, I don't know.
Well, but what about before? We have to talk about our baseline and our comparison. We can't just talk about people now. We have to talk about people a long time. Are you talking a long time?
Yeah, are we talking cavemen, or are we talking, like, Nazi Germany? That's a good, the question doesn't say. I think we're better than cavemen.
Why?
Cavemen are basically animals.
So are we.
That's true, but, like, in terms of, like, our connection to, like, our base instincts, I feel like we've gotten, like, more disconnected, and I feel like that's generally a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, our disconnection from, like, survival instincts. And that being said, we're not, like, that disconnected from them at all.
It's also really interesting, 'cause in my neuroscience of stress class, mm-hmm. we're learning a lot about, like human responses and, like, talking about, like, chronic stress. 'Cause mm-hmm. humans are really, like, I mean, other, like, social animals are, mm-hmm. but humans are, like, some of the only animals that have, like, this type of, like, social and chronic stress that, like, leads to anxiety yeah. and, like, depression and, like, I'm not saying that, like, oh, we should go back to the time where our main stress was, like, if a lion was chasing after mm-hmm. us, like, that's just acute
That's a stress. Lot of stress in a very short period
but
of time.
But the fact that, yeah, but the fact that we have, like, this interesting ability to, like, think about the future mm-hmm. allows us to, like, be super stressed and maybe cause mm-hmm. not great things to happen.
I mean, that kind of goes back to, like, the I remember as a kid, I, like, asked my dad, like, what thing made, like, what, you know, like animals, like, gain things when they evolve, like, they gain adaptations, and I was like, what is the adaptation that, like, we gained from, like, our last, like, ancestor? And, like, my dad said, like, the ability to make tools. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But really, the ability to, like, plan for the future, it's, you know, because we've seen, like, animals make tools. Like, the ability to, like, plan for the future is something that is just, like, so beneficial.
Oh, yeah. I have my life planned out until I'm, like, straight up 110
exactly.
years old.
Exactly. Legit.
I, like, know what's happening until then. Mm-hmm. And I'm not dying until I'm 110 yeah. years old.
It's feasible.
I think so. I'm healthy.
I was listening to this thing that was talking about, like, like, it was looking at from, like, a probability standpoint, and it's like the average, like, lifespan of someone who's, like, 80 years old is, like, 90, right? And the average, like, lifespan of someone who's, like, 81 is, like, 91-ish, because if you've made it to that point, like,
whoa.
You are more likely to survive. The only point at which, like, it becomes, like, more likely that you're going to die within the next calendar year is, like, 106. Like,
wow.
Because if you've made it to, like, 105, like, you're so healthy
yeah.
that your body's most likely going to make it to 106. But once you're 106, it's, like, you've reached, like, the point where, like, you've got diminishing returns, and it's, like, okay, now you're going to die. Like, yeah, right?
Okay.
Like, it's so weird to think about. But if you can, like, if you can make it, like, each year, like, you're like, oh, great. Like, I've proven that I can, like, health this up, right?
Yeah I love that.
I think it's perfect.
Yes.
It's also just another example of, like, how statistics can just, like, totally change your worldview.
Yes.
Yeah, and, like, scare people.
Yeah.
You know,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get back to you in 85 years and we'll see what's up.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
What song should we play?
Show me what's next.
No, I don't have a what's next. Just tell me a song to play. You've got this control. You control a radio signal that no one is listening to that goes out in, like, a 20-mile radius.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I can also just put one on.
Yeah.
Okay.
because it feels me well. And she made me talk to her in a pink hotel. It doesn't mean she's got eyes on me. She might just want my bone to see. And if I hit, don't you get me. She's the second best killer I ever have seen. It don't come much more sick than you. I can go on if you want me to. It's just so wrong, so very nice. And I told you once and you killed me twice. Saw you one time on the back of the club. Chewing on glass and the ticket stubs. Said I heard you kill the boy till he bled. And you stood and said, oh my god, till she said,
Jesse, tell us about your dance class.
So I'm in a modern class. Look at me talking so much about school today.
School's,
I love school.
School's so interesting.
School's cool.
Except when it's not.
Sure.
Yeah.
I am in a modern dance class, and our final assignment is to choreograph like a 2-minute piece mm-hmm. to whatever song we want in any like style-ish we want. And my lovely partner and I are doing a slug-inspired dance. Zach's laughing at me so much and putting his hands under his glasses and rubbing his eyes so you know it's funny. Basically, so it's to the song Gooey by Glass Animals, mm-hmm. which is, like, kind of trippy and mm-hmm. it's, like, a lot of, like, slow-moving, like, grabbing the floor and like pulling our bodies across the floor. And we're gonna go to the garment district and like probably go to like a craft center and like construct some slug costumes. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of like what props would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you have ideas?
I have no idea what slug prop. I would assume, I feel like looking at pictures of a bug's life would be very helpful.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
A bug's life.
Wait.
Yeah, so like good. Twigs and leaves.
Sure.
Right? Like throw slugs are leaves. Around leaves. Yeah. Right? Or like a big leaf. What if you had like a big leaf?
A constructed giant leaf.
Yeah, like a crafted leaf.
Off the trees now.
Oh yeah, I mean you could literally just also have a bucket of leaves and like while you're slugging, just like spray them onto the stage.
Yes.
It'll be like a performance art piece.
I think we're doing a performance art piece.
That is true. You are doing a performance art piece.
For a grade. Yeah.
Wow, do you remember the movie Ants?
Yes, please don't show me pictures. It's so scary.
Ants is really creepy.
Because, like, honestly, like, in theory, it shouldn't be that different from A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
But this is, like, a postmodern war, like, epic of, like, a whole, like, disastrous proportion.
Isn't Tommy Lee Jones in it?
In Ants?
I was just thinking, for some reason, I've been thinking about Tommy Lee Jones, because last night at, like, 1:30, I decided it would be a good time to watch Men in Black, because it just went on Netflix. Oh, yeah. whoa. This is weird. So I looked up ants. Well, they are strangely buff. And also, I love how to distinguish them from Bug's Life, because they came out in the same year. Sure.
They did? Made them.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't know this?
No.
So Pixar made Toy Story, and then they were like, okay, we're going to make this other movie. It's called Bug's Life, right? And then, like, they started making it, and then one of their guys, like, they had, like, a falling out and, like, left and went to DreamWorks. I'm pretty sure Ants was DreamWorks, right?
Yeah.
It, or some other studio, whatever, and was like, we're just going to do the same thing.
No.
Like, yeah.
And that's shady.
It ended up coming out first. Like, Ants came out before A Bug's Life.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I just Googled Ants, and the top stories are the fact that at the Bin Laden compound, Osama Bin Laden had copies of Ants and Cars.
Oh, no.
How did I not know this? Wait. I wouldn't be talking about Ants.
Wait, Ants makes so much sense.
Ants makes, like, so much sense. Oh, my sister just texted me saying Tommy Lee Jones is in Ants. Ah. I knew it. Jessica, does he play, like, the weird general?
Oh, he must.
He must play, like, the super awful general.
Like, one ant eating, like, 10 other ants to become this massive super ant?
Yeah? I don't think he eats them, does he?
No, but I feel like it looks like he could have 10 other ants inside of his big ant body.
Oh, no, that's Gene Hackman that's the general.
Oh, my God.
Sylvester Stallone is in this movie? Christopher Walken?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see Tommy Lee Jones, Jess. Sorry. I'm just saying that my sister's name is Jessica, yeah. So it's a weird comment. Gene Hackman, Woody Allen is the what?
Is he the main guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's incredible.
Oh, we're gonna stop talking about ants now.
That's probably
yeah.
That's probably best.
So, slime, I feel like would be good for this slug dance.
I mean, everyone's doing the slime thing now. I could hop on that train.
I've been listening to these ASMR videos that are people playing with slime recently.
Have you seen those Instagram videos of people playing with slime?
Of course I have. Everyone's buying their designer slime.
Yeah. And the ones where, like people, like, do their nails and they're, like playing with, like, a certain color slime to, like, make their nails look good. And it's, like, them showing off, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, a thing.
That's weird.
That's, like, the first thing that I heard about with the slime craze. But did you hear that, like, Elmer's is, like... They're like the Elmer's glue, either like the stock went way up or like something like it's like you can't even find it anymore because everyone is buying it like by the bucket and like by the
you can find it in any CVS, can't you?
No, but like they're all out because everyone's buying it all up for the slime.
Wow, it's like the tulip bubble crisis.
Oh my,
but with God. Elmer's glue.
Okay, but the thing
I would sell, friends, for any of you who have Elmer's glue right now. It is the time to sell.
Get rid of your Elmer's glue. Wait, yeah. What was the with
I don't
motif with motif.
With motif.
Invest in your Elmer's glue.
Congratulations.
Look at that call.
All right, so Jesse.
Yeah.
We are going to have not in real life, a selection of foods and dipping sauces.
Oh, not in real
and
life.
And you are going to tell me what sauce you dip this food into, and BuzzFeed will tell me a beautiful truth about you.
Yes, okay.
So we've got tortilla chips. Mm-hmm. We've got queso, pico de gallo, or guacamole.
Guacamole.
Easy. That's a good choice. Thank French you. Fries. We've got barbecue sauce, ketchup, and spicy club sauce.
Spicy club sauce.
Wow, that is a different one.
I don't like ketchup.
Really?
Yeah, it's scary.
A churro. Caramel sauce, chocolate sauce, or strawberry sauce?
Caramel. Chocolate.
Okay.
Is it too late?
No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine. Potato chips. I didn't even know people dipped potato chips in anything. Yeah. Ranch, French onion dip, or honey mustard?
I'd rather die.
I would rather die than any of these, personally. I did make a choice when I did this.
What was the middle one?
French onion dip.
Sure.
Okay. Pita chips. We've got sweet chili sauce, spinach artichoke dip, and hummus.
Oh my God. Hummus. Duh. I love hummus.
Duh. Hummus is amazing. What would you dip these carrots into?
Everything.
Red pepper, hummus, ranch, or peanut butter?
Oh, wait. That's so hard.
Between the hummus and the peanut butter, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, good, because ranch is terrible.
I want to say peanut butter.
Yeah, I feel that. I think I would have done the hummus for that one, too. I think.
I wanted to diversify.
Yeah, but I get it. I get the need to diversify. Okay, yeah. Pretzel sticks. We got cheese fondue, Nutella, and spicy brown mustard.
Spicy brown mustard?
Whoa, okay.
That sounds fun.
Oh, you got the same thing I got.
Oh my gosh.
With very different answers. You got ambitious.
As in, like, I am ambitious?
You are ambitious. That is the beautiful truth about you.
Okay, so
from the things that you're dipping.
Can we break this down a little bit? Because you said you had very different answers and got the same
okay,
thing.
Okay,
what
so
if everyone gets ambitious?
I had mildly different answers, but we can do this again and do the opposite. So I did guacamole, that was right. I did ketchup for the fries.
Whoa.
I did chocolate sauce for the churro.
Oh.
For the potato chips, I forget what I did, but I think it might have been French onion. Sure. I definitely did hummus for the pita chips.
Okay, not that different.
I did hummus for the carrots too. And I think I did Nutella for the pretzels. So
pretzels
V different. V different. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've dipped pretzels.
Do you identify as ambitious?
I do identify as ambitious. Like, I was like, I looked at this and I was like, oh, wow. I thought these quizzes were total BS. And I was like, oh, wow. I guess I'm proven wrong. I guess BuzzFeed really does have some science behind it, obviously.
And then you looked at your horoscope and you're like, yes, exactly.
I'm a Taurus, just FYI. And that's very ambitious. Like,
interesting.
I don't know.
I also identify as an ambitious person,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
There you go.
Like,
boom. It's because of the food that you choose to dip your, or the dip you choose to dip your food into.
Now I really want to try pretzels
and chocolate?
Spicy mustard.
And spicy brown mustard? I forget what it was. I've already exited out of the page.
That's probably a good idea. BuzzFeed quizzes can take you down a scary rabbit hole.
A dark, dark place.
Have you heard about BuzzFeed?
No.
Oh, well, for all of you Tufts University students, they're making, like, a BuzzFeed for, like Tufts.
Oh, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, yeah, like B-O-S.
Yeah. I thought you meant Bose, like, the speaker company.
Oh, no, I was in, like, Jumbos.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm trying to find another song to play.
Play Gooey by Glass Animals.
You got it.
I'll do some slug dancing.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
All right. Holy Ghost. How can I dance when you won't dance? How can I sing if you won't sing with me? How can I dance if you won't bring me my leather suit? Blim, blam, shim, sham, are you up and are you man? Do you dare to try the ghost? My man, Fin Fan, was preaching at the damned, like praying that they were almost. You heard it now, you got it now, you see it now. I can't tell you how it will go tonight. I'm the Holy Ghost. Satan, he has given up the fight tonight. Nothing there left to fight. And the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, there's no Holy Ghost at the Holy Ghost.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. Probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. Huh? I'm
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
And we're back. That was the Magic School Bus PSA.
Give I was money. There. Yo, you were on the Magic School Bus, yes.
Jesse, do you know how to write a check? I was talking
yes.
about this earlier. Oh, I don't.
What?
So, like, in the donation PSA, one of the ones we did earlier was talking about, like, how you could write a check. And I was sure. like, I have no idea how to write a check.
I definitely do. Do you know how to write and address a letter? Like,
yeah.
like a mailed letter?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like...
I know
they,
a lot of
they
people
teach
who
kids
don't.
That. They don't teach kids how to write a check. You just kind of like do it, you know?
That's true.
I don't know.
I guess I've just like seen enough. Like I've seen a lot of checks.
That's
that
fair.
Makes me sound really fun. I've seen a lot
I've
of
I've seen
checks.
A lot of checks. Seen a lot of checks
oh,
in my
many
day.
A check. And I guess like it's just like what yeah.
I was so I like thought that I had seen enough checks to sure. know how to write a check. And then I went to my friend's house and he had his checkbook. My mom said her eyes are rolling. I talked about this earlier, Mom, so obviously you weren't listening to the show, and obviously that means that you're disappointed in me.
Also, hi, Zach's family.
Jesse Yay. Says hi. So I was at Danny's house. My mom says she feels like a failure. So I was at Danny's house, and I thought that I knew how to write a check, so I was going to like write like a fake check from Danny to me for like $1 million or something
Hilarious.
Stupid like that, right?
Amazing.
And I started writing... And, like, I realized halfway through, I was like, oh, I definitely messed this up. Like, oh, no. Like, it was just so wrong.
Do you think it was because the pressure of, like, holding $1 million in your hands was too much for you?
It was most certainly not that. It was definitely me being stupid.
Well, also, just, like, that's not something that we, like, are taught.
No. I don't need to write a check.
No.
The fact of the matter is that I've never had to write one.
Well, and the thing is now, like I am Venmoing my rent to someone. Like, isn't that crazy?
That is
like,
so weird.
Like that's how we're doing that.
Yeah.
So, like, all I need to do is type in the bleep bloop machine, which mm-hmm. is my phone.
Yeah.
And it magically, the money just goes away magically.
Mm-hmm. It is so insane how quickly, like, have you ever, like, sat down and thought, like, 8 years ago, phones were things that you used to call people with.
Yep.
And now a phone is not that.
It is a computer. At all.
It's a computer that you just have.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the word phone has completely changed in, like, our lexicon now. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, the word phone, like, does not mean, like, if I asked someone to give me my phone and they handed me my house phone, I'd be like, go away. Like, you're trolling. Like, leave.
Like, you're wrong.
This is not what I was asking for.
Well, and the expectation that, like, everyone has a smartphone is also something that's super real. Like when you're maybe out and about, someone will be like, oh, just download this app. And, like, that's mm-hmm. how you'll know when your dinner, like, or when your table is ready or
yeah.
something like that. Which, like, totally, like, plays off the assumption that, like, everyone has a phone, and that it's a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just, like, what the world is.
And, like, a wireless internet connection.
Sure.
Like the connectivity, we totally take it for granted.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's so weird. And, like,
whoa.
Like, there is a better computer in your pocket than, like, existed, like, commercially, like, 20 years ago.
It happened so fast.
Yeah. Like, oh man, I'm just blown away by it, like, constantly. Like,
yeah.
How amazing it is. And, like, the effect that that's had on, like our generation, I think, specifically, in that, like, we're not a generation that, like, learns how to do things. We're, like, a generation that, like, learns how to, like, learn how to do things.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, because we know how to, like, troubleshoot websites. Whereas,
sure.
like, I'm not going to say anything about my parents, but, like, our parents as a generation, like,
sure.
don't know how to troubleshoot websites.
Well, the thing is, even people, like, a couple years younger than we are, because I feel like my first phone was, like, a Juke, you know? Those,
mm-hmm.
like, little flippy things that
yeah,
played
yeah.
music that were, like, the smallest ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like someone whose first phone was an iPhone, I feel like that's even a different generation or, like, a different, like, time than
yeah.
us. Because, like, I definitely grew, like, I think you can see it in their social media profiles or what, like, people who are in seventh grade right now post on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was horrific.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Absolutely horrible.
I have way too many posts about Glee. Like, way too many.
Oh, my God.
Not even a joke.
Was it, like, pre-Darren
Chris? I don't
want to
talk about it.
Glee? Okay, yeah, that's
yeah.
fair. But, like, now it's, like, I think there's so much access to, like, YouTube videos and, like,
mm-hmm.
seventh graders with, like, flawless makeup and, like, they know how to do everything because they have YouTube tutorials and they're, like, constantly bombarded with, like,
mm-hmm.
ideas of, like, oh, and pictures and people.
When you have children, when are you going to give them a smartphone?
Oh, when they're 30, after they're married. And then they can start dating after they're married.
After they're married.
When they're 30.
I think about that question so often because I'm just, like, it is so bad. Like,
yeah.
Like, it is so awful. But, like, also, like,
if all of their
if that's like a necessity,
it,
yeah, like, you can't not.
Like, I needed mine for school sometimes in high school.
Yeah.
Like
it got to, I think I got my first cell phone either fifth or sixth grade when I started, like, walking home.
Me too. That's what
and
I,
like, boom.
Yeah.
And it, like, made calls and, like, it, quote, could text, but I never texted with it. And, like,
sure.
it could hold, I remember this distinctly, it could hold 30 messages at a time. And, like, they were individual messages. They weren't, like, in, like, a chat stream, like an AIM chat stream type deal.
Okay.
Like, it was, like, you got the message, and then you'd write them another message. And then they would write you another message.
Wow.
Like, and you couldn't, like, view them all at once. Like,
wow.
And see, this was, like, wait, what grade are we in now? 14th grade? 15th grade? We're 15th grade. So 10 years ago. Like...
But I feel like that's good. I feel like all I needed to do was, like, potentially call my mom if something weird
mm-hmm.
happened while I was walking home.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need it for anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I most certainly didn't need it for anything else. And, like, I'm glad about that. But, like, now, like, and I don't think I got, like, a smartphone until 9th grade?
I think that's when I got mine, too.
Yeah. I want to say, like, 9th grade or 10th grade. It must have been 9th grade.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mom, you're obviously listening to this, so when did I get my first iPhone? Or, excuse me, smartphone.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're gotta not be brands here. We use tissues, generic. Not Kleenexes.
Yes. We use search engines, not Google.
Whoa.
Right?
I will search engine this.
Yes. But, well, if you talk to anyone at Google, mm-hmm. they will refuse to use the verb to Google.
That's cool.
They will say, like, search. Like, yes. Like, if you want to find this out, we can search this. This is the search bar.
Do you think that's part of the, like them as a company?
Yeah. Like, oh, that's, like, definitely that. Their policy. Because if the term to Google becomes, like, a Kleenex thing, if it becomes generic, then they lose the trademark.
Oh yeah,
that's like a thing that like almost has happened to Kleenex like multiple times where people have like put in lawsuits to try to get rid of the Kleenex trademark.
So you want lots of power but not too much
yeah, you want like a brand but you don't want like too much of a brand. You know,
wow, wait, yeah. That's so interesting for monopolies and whatnot.
Yeah, or like Coke.
Yeah,
like, oh, my mother said it was 9th grade. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, Mom.
That's sweet. Tiny little iPhone 4S.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, those were great.
I dropped it in a lake or a river. I did.
Where?
In 10th grade in the Mystic River.
Oh.
Yeah. I was rowing home from a race. And
you were rowing home?
Well, it was on a race on like the other side of the river. So the Mystic River and the Malden River intersect, and we were racing on the Malden. It's like 5 kilometers away. And like we just rode down the 5 kilometers, and I was just like in the boat, and I had my phone in like my sweatpants, and like I just heard like a kerplunk and like looked behind me, and I was already like 10 meters away at that point, and I was like, well, this is terrible.
That is terrible.
But like I didn't know what to do. Sure. Because it was already such like a part of who I was. I was like, well, I don't know, how do I get home now?
Oh, like, as yeah. in like calling your
parents. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I guess I'll use someone else's, like,
but that's not, oh yeah, interesting.
It's weird, right?
Phones are our identities.
Phones are weird. Phones are weird.
I definitely identify with my phone.
How much time? I really scary? Don't want to look at like the time I spend on my phone at all.
No, but the thing is, like, okay, so I currently still have a concussion, got a concussion about 6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and can't really look at, like, I couldn't really look at screens for mm-hmm. at least a week when I first got it.
Yeah.
Which I did not realize how difficult it was to, like, function as a human, because, like, I was getting emails from work and emails from professors, mm-hmm. and, like, even to, like, talk about how they're, like, you should be resting and not looking at screens, they sent me emails, you know? Like, it's so that's a part
weird.
Of our lives.
That's like so weird to me.
Because I have to do that, or else like the things that I do, I wouldn't be able to like know anything.
Yeah. I've like learned over the past year, I think, how much of a chore checking emails is.
Ugh.
And like responding to emails.
Yes.
And I was like, I always thought that this was like no big deal, but like, ugh.
Did you hear about National Email Forgiveness Day? Or what is it, like Long Lost Email Forgiveness Day?
No.
Do you listen to the podcast Reply All?
I've heard of the podcast Reply All.
It's like about the internet, ideally.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with this day, I think it's like sometime in March. And it's like, you know those emails that you sit on for a long time, either because like you don't know what to say, mm-hmm. or you're like anxious about responding. There's one day where it like doesn't matter how long it's been, and then you don't want to email them because it's been like a month, and you're like, oh well, it's super late. So there's this one day where you're allowed to send back an email to something that happened like a really long time ago, and it's forgiven and it's not weird because that's the holiday, and I so want to celebrate it.
I love how like so heavily based in like social convention that is. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's forgiven because we say it's forgiven.
Because we say it's forgiven.
You
know?
But you could say it's forgiven anytime.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to agree. Both parties have to
agree. That's true. And I suppose it's having it a holiday is like a way for both parties to implicitly agree that it's okay.
Yes.
But at that point, it's like, what is even the point of like sending an email like 3 months late it, depending on what it is, I suppose.
Right, especially if it's like time sensitive. Yeah. Like, oops, sorry, I never got back to you. I was terrified and so nervous by this.
Oh, talking to like, talking to people who are like obviously superiors via email, I've always been very anxious about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because how do you address them?
Professors. I've always, okay. Did you have this weird transition between high school and like college where like you just didn't really know how to like address professors?
Yes. Like, well, especially because sometimes they want you to call them different things.
Yeah. Like doctor, professor. Like in high school, I just kind of called all of my teachers by their last name without the Mr. or Mrs.
Oh, interesting.
So I'd be like, yo, Heinig, or like, yo, like, Brandel.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Brophy. Sure. Like, Bowfly. Like, I literally would just do the last name, and right. like, no one would think twice of it. Or maybe they'd think, like, I was a little bit of a punk, but, like, honestly, that was kind of, like, what I was going for anyway.
Okay.
So.
See, like, but the thing is, like, I have professors who are, like, yeah, call me Herb, or like call me my first name.
Yeah,
like we're buds. Mm-hmm. Like we're totally like.
Yeah.
So like that's a very confusing thing.
I get that. I wish the ones that don't have like a specific preference like that would still be like, call me.
Yes.
X. Well, that's
also like
Z.
When people have like, maybe a nickname or something, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I go by this or this. And you ask them, oh, like, which one do you prefer? Like, this is your name. It is so your choice what you decide to be called.
I'm guilty of this. I'm so guilty of this.
Zach and what?
Zachary, my real name.
That's wrong. Wait. No, I don't believe that. That's false. But the thing is, do people call you Zachary?
Rarely. Very rarely.
Which do you prefer? Don't say what
I don't know. I don't know which one I prefer. I honestly don't mind either. I mean, it's just mostly people call me Zach.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that that's just kind of been a thing. My parents never called me Zach.
Interesting.
My parents call me Zachary or like Z or something. They've never called me Zach. I think. I'm pretty sure.
No,
I'm about to get an
so
email. I'm about to get a text about this.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah. But we have to go in a minute. Do you have any final thoughts about names or anything? Literally anything.
I will pose a question for people to ponder for the next 2 weeks before the next episode of the Astro Hour.
Please.
Are we... Okay. When we are given our names,
mm-hmm.
do we grow up to become what our names are? Or were our names so, like with it? Like, whoever named us knew exactly who we were going to grow up to be, and they just got it right? Or like, we grow up to fit it? Like am I a Jesse because like I was named Jesse and like I became that way after that,
mm-hmm.
because that's what people called me? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, like the Ashleys in Recess.
Sure. Yes. Chicken or the egg.
Here is the you know how you can choose your jam on Tinder?
Yeah.
This was the song that was my jam for the 2 weeks that I had a Tinder and didn't use it. You're listening to 915 WMFO in Medford. My name is Zach Going. This is Jesse Greenfield. Tune in like whenever. Bye.